Hello, loves. We are into yet another month. How exciting. How exciting to finally have finished the first month of the new year, which is always hectic and crazy. And I don't know about you guys, but my life is still hectic and crazy. To that end, my biggest bit of news is that I am beginning a little bit of hibernation of sorts. Some of you have noticed already that I haven't really been online or around Reddit as much right now, as I really burrow into some self-care and just restoring my energy, being gentle with myself as the anniversary of my mother's death approaches, which is compounded by some other deaths, one as recently as last year. So, I'm kind of modeling, I guess, good self-care practices. But have no fear, you will still be getting your weekly content, which one of my kitties is saying hi, which will be released on Fridays or Saturdays, as you guys picked Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as when you guys usually listen to content. So that will be coming out ideally on Friday, or for some of you that are in Europe and that part of the world, it'll probably be like Saturday for you guys. Anyway, this week you will be getting some mommy dom, gentle dom content. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. Let's see, do I have any other news for you guys? Oh, there seemed to be interest in me reading a book to you guys. I was thinking about releasing one chapter per week. Maybe on Monday or so. I know that you guys don't really engage with a lot of content on Mondays and Wednesdays, it seems like. Both from my experience in posting and also from the poll that we did, so I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll post on Fridays and Saturdays. I'm not sure. We'll see. I guess if you guys have an opinion, let me know what you think. I did ask you guys what book you might be interested in and didn't get any responses. So to me, maybe that means that either you don't know what's out there, or maybe you don't really care. Maybe it doesn't really matter to you. But I was considering a classic of sorts now. Although it feels weird to call it a classic. But anyway, Laura Antonow's The Marketplace. It's a book that I've owned for a really long time, but I haven't actually read it. So I thought that could be fun. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. I always love your feedback. Also, if there's a subject matter that you would like me to read, a genre, I would like it to be erotic, but let me know. Are you wanting a F-sub type book? Are you wanting an F-dom type book? Are you wanting, I don't know, male-male-female threesome? I don't know. I have no idea. But if there's something that you're looking for, let me know. If there's enough of you interested in said genre or said type of erotica, I'm more likely to add it to a book list and go in search of said book. There's another book that I really enjoyed that I started but didn't finish, called The Reluctant Dom, and it's a story about a dom-sub couple that are in an established relationship, and they discover something about the dom, and what they discover leads them to bring his friend into their relationship of sorts to begin training him as a dominant for the submissive. It's a really well-written book, and I found it very engaging and very both erotic but also very heartfelt and deep. You know, erotica isn't necessarily known for its deep storylines and such, but this one I really felt had a great storyline. Though I didn't get to finish it, and I would really love to know how it ends. So let me know if that might interest you as well. I would honestly maybe lean more towards that than the marketplace if there was interest, but I'm not sure what you guys are interested in. So, I had considered doing The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty, but I don't know. It doesn't really seem to fall in line too much with the type of content you guys like and what I typically provide. So I'm kind of moving away from thinking about doing that piece. But again, let me know what you think. Did I have any other news for you guys? I guess my biggest part of news is just that I will not be around as much, probably. Definitely for at least 2 weeks, probably, but really, realistically, probably for the entire month of March. But you'll still be getting your content. I still intend to do my weekly conversational audios to keep in touch with you guys, but as far as actual chatting and all that kind of stuff, I'm probably not going to be engaging in that way as much. I just don't really have the energy for it right now. Let's see. What I have been exploring, though, is video games. Not something that I do a lot of. For the most part, I'm a pretty casual gamer, but I do have a love for Diablo. Diablo 3. I used to play a lot of with friends each week. But when I started doing audios, and a little bit before that, we kind of fell out of playing, and so for the last, I don't know, 6 to 8 months, I haven't really been gaming too much, but soon after Christmas, I was gifted Sackboy, A Big Adventure, and I've been playing a bit of that, and it has just warmed my heart with its cute content and cute storyline. And then yesterday, I downloaded Steam for the first time and found myself with three new games to play. So, yeah. So, I've been doing that. But, yeah. I hope to be creating more content behind the scenes for you guys. But I'm just kind of taking it easy and following my body and my spirit to just kind of feel out where I'm at and what I need. I'm drinking tons of water. You better be as well. I'm eating better. Although, I seem to have jinxed myself with the last audio I recorded for you guys by saying that I'd been sleeping so well, because the moment that I recorded that, my sleep has just gone into the crapper. But I'm sure it'll stabilize again. I'm still struggling to sleep, but at least I'm getting more hours. Oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't be saying that. Oh, but yeah. As always, be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to be authentic, and if you don't already love and embrace yourself, work on it. Because you're worthy, and you're beautiful. And you have such beautiful spirits and hearts. And yeah, not everybody's gonna like you. But that's okay. You don't like everybody and everything either, right? So, try not to should all over yourself. Just let yourself be. And try not to be so judgmental about yourself or others. And understand that the things that we judge is really a statement about ourselves and not really the person or thing that we're judging. The same can be said of receiving judgment. You're not really being judged, it's just that person expressing their own desires, wants, preferences, likes, dislikes. It's really a statement about themselves and not so much you. So, as one of the four agreements states, what other people think of you is none of your business. So, there's a little food for thought. In addition, last time I did a conversational audio for you guys, I talked about how I'd been dealing with some depression, and I'm not really feeling so depressed now. Actually, later that night after I'd recorded that audio, I ended up ugly crying, like really, really deep sobbing, keening, ugly crying, and being supported by a really lovely friend. And, yeah. Thank you to said friend. And, yeah. I immediately felt a lot lighter. So, there's still sadness. Still sadness. I'm still struggling a bit, but I'm feeling a lot better. How long that'll last, I'm not sure. My energy is still crap. But, you know, this too shall pass. It won't last forever. Nothing ever does. Be it good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. Nothing lasts forever. And while that can be a sad notion, it can also be an empowering notion. Someone that I really enjoy is Billie Eilish. And with her quick rise to fame, something she says often that gives her comfort is the idea that someday she'll be dead and no one will remember her. And that sounds so dreary, and maybe some would even call it emo or emotional, but what I really see her saying is that, you know, no matter how embarrassing something is, no matter how well it went, how bad it went, you know, no matter what happened, it will only be in the ether of the cosmos for so long before eventually the world has moved on. And so that tells us that it's okay to be courageous, it's okay to fall on your face and make mistakes, that the world is beautiful and worth giving your all and trying things that scare you, stepping outside your comfort zone, because someday no one will remember, we'll all be dead, and none of it matters. I take that to be encouraging. Maybe you see it differently, but for me it gives me courage to be silly, be willing to look a fool, to just follow inclinations and go where my spirit leads me. And so far, it's led me to all of you guys as we continue this journey together and continue building this community. So, those are just some thoughts. I appreciate you spending some time with me. I hope you still enjoy these conversational audios. I hope you still enjoy the content that I'm producing. And if there's something that you would like more of, less of, if you have an opinion or a question, I'd be happy to hear it. Because your thoughts matter. They matter to me and they matter in the world. So, feel free to reach out. But by the same token, also give me a little extra time to respond right now. I'm not as fast as I usually am. And that's okay. We don't always have to be on all the time. And we don't really owe anyone else our time or our energy, especially when our cup is growing empty. It's better to fill from a cup that's overflowing than it is to give more than what we have to give, as that is how resentment and burnout occur. So, those are my thoughts for this week. As always, I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to hearing from you.